Now, 3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.
I'm Angela Henley. What started out as shoplifting ended up with drug possession charges. Wilkes County Sheriff's deputies were called to the IGA on Highway 268 recently regarding shoplifting. When the deputy arrived, he found a woman in the store with a box of Pop-Tarts under her coat. The woman was escorted to the front of the store where she was asked for consent to search her handbag. The deputy then found a syringe and metal spoon. The woman was arrested and charged with misdemeanor counts of shoplifting and possession of drug paraphernalia. Maybe it's the poor state of the economy, or just the time of year, but shoplifting reports are steadily coming in at the Wilkesboro Police Department. Tuesday evening, police were called to Walmart in reference to a shoplifter. The loss prevention officer at the store told police that he saw a woman conceal four children's watches and a large box of Goody powders before attempting to walk out the door without paying. The woman was arrested and transported to the Wilkes County Intake Center, but was later released on a $500 secure bond. Again, maybe it's the poor state of the economy or just the time of year, but the domestic disturbance reports are also coming in fairly regularly to the Wilkesboro Police Department. Just this week, there have been at least three different reports. In the first, a man and woman got into an argument near Lowe's Motel. Police were called when someone at the motel heard the woman calling for help. When police arrived, both the man and woman admitted to arguing. The officer offered to transport the woman to the safe house, but she refused. Police did give her a domestic violence packet. Again, police were called out to a residence in town. A man and wife were fighting, reportedly. The man had taken a large amount of pain medication over the course of the day and had begun acting in a threatening manner. The woman said she feared for her safety and that of the children in the house. The man agreed to go stay with other family members, and again, the woman was given a domestic violence packet. And finally, police were called to another local residence where a man and woman were fighting. Each had broken objects in the home, but had not physically hurt each other. Both refused to leave. There were no visible signs of physical injury, so the police gave the man and the woman a domestic violence packet. Sometimes domestic disturbances can escalate into dangerous and even deadly situations. It was just a few weeks ago on November 22nd in Roaring River that a father and son argument ended with the son murdering his father. There is a domestic violence shelter in Wilkes called SAFE. It is a 14-bed facility providing 24-hour shelter to victims of domestic violence. You can call the SAFE Crisis Line anytime at 838-SAFE. Christmas is coming to the Capitol in North Carolina. Governor Bev Perdue and First Gentleman Bob Eaves will participate in the annual Christmas tree lighting December 9th on the south side of the Capitol grounds. Festivities begin at 5 p.m. The governor and First Gentleman will hang wreaths on the Capitol south doors and begin the official tree lighting ceremony at 6:15. Following that ceremony, there will be a holiday festival featuring musical groups, children's activities, food, community mascots, and Santa Claus at the Capitol. There will also be exhibits and activities for the children at the North Carolina Museums of History and Natural Science. The Capitol will also host holiday open houses featuring local performing groups from Thursday, December 9th through Sunday, December 12th. You can contact the State Capitol at 919-733-4994 for more information about self-guided tours. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley.
3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.